I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Mabel always was a lush, ever since she's six. But now the chick's clear out of hand, man. She's an awful fit. First it was slay in a aged in the can. Then it was lotion used on your hand. Now for your information, she's at filling station, getting her daily ration of filling 66. She tried lemon extract, had tonic too. Switched to Fitch's dandruff moving shampoo. Now for your information, she's at the filling station, getting her daily ration of filling 66. She used to have a champagne taste, still got a champagne glass. But now that wine's done been here and left, and now she gets high on high test gas. She put down three roses, five roses too, tried DDT but the stuff wouldn't do. Here's her invitation, go to your filling station, try that new sensation, filling 66. Sitting home sipping high octane. Mabel's really in a mess, no less. Needs to change her all, man, that's my guess. She's got a bad vibration, wrong kind of lubrication. Needs big vacation, all from Phillip 66. Yeah.
Yeah. Scatman Crothers from February 1948, Mabel the Lush, featuring Vic Dickinson on trombone, originally issued on the Capitol label. It gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We're here for the next 5 hours to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We've got all sorts of great sounds for you. We'll get things started. Louis Jordan, the Timpani Five, are opening set this week, and they raided the house.
They raided the house and took everybody down but me. They raided the house and took everybody down but me. I was over in the corner just as drunk as I could be. Yeah, some was drinking whiskey, some was drinking rum. They had some sneaky Pete, but they wouldn't give me none. They raided the house, took everybody down with me. I was over in the corner just as drunk as I could be. Mighty fast. They would give me a drink, but I didn't have my glass. They raided the house, took everybody down but me. I was over in the corner just as drunk as I could be. Just like a dirty dog, ate up all the pork chops and left me the end of the hog. They raided the house, took everybody down but me. I was over in the corner just as drunk as I could be. Funniest I ever saw. Somebody opened the door and in walked the law. They raided the house and took everybody down but me. I was over in the corner just as drunk as I could be.
Wives, they tell me I did. Sure had a wonderful time last night. Really blew my lid. Now I went to a party, I recollect that much. But after about four or five, I kind of lost my touch. But I sure had a wonderful time last night. Leastwise, they tell me I did. Man, I had a whale of a time last night. Really got myself some kicks. Sure had a wonderful time last night. Took me right back to the sticks. Between that hillbilly band with old Ezra and Zeke and that new atomic beverage they call Sneaky Pete. I sure had a wonderful time last night. Leastwise they tell me I did. Sure had a swell of gun time last night. Don't know how I got to bed. Sure had a wonderful time last night. Come here and feel this great big lump on my head. They say I got kind of noisy and started to shout. Four big bouncers grabbed me, but I threw them out. Boy, I sure had a wonderful time last night. Leastwise they tell me I did. Night. Really had some fun. Yes, I sure had a wonderful time last night. Didn't get home till 1:30. You know, I'd like to take you with me the next time I go. But when the heck was it? I sure would like to know. 'Cause I sure had a wonderful time last night. Thank you.
small. She isn't too short and she isn't too tall. She's in the groove and right on the ball. She's reef, petite, and gone. What a babe! She's the tops. When we go out, they don't need no traffic cops. One look at her and the traffic stops, 'cause she's reef, petite, and gone. Now I could have my pick, you know, 'cause I got dough that's ready to go. But this chick's so mighty fine, she got me all tied up like a ball of twine. When I do things, I do them right. I won't ever let my baby out of sight. We'll tie the knot and tie it tight, 'cause she's reef, petite, and gone. That chick has changed my attitude whenever I gaze on her upholstery tube. I'm telling you, Jack, she's so mighty fine. She got me all tied up like a ball of twine. Those other chicks leave me cold. You can't compare brass with 14 karat gold. After they made her, they broke the mold, 'cause she's reef, petite, and gone.
Yeah, Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five with our opening set there. We started with They Raided the House from January 1945. That record was never issued. It stayed in the vaults of the Decca label. And I don't know if it was the master that we listened to or if it was a dub, but whatever disc we listened to was a little bit off-center, you could hear, because it went in and out of tune. They Raided the House from January 1945. Then we had a tune called Sure Had a Wonderful Time Last Night from October of 1946, leastwise they told him he did. And we wrapped it up with Reet, Petite, and Gone, also from that same session, October 1946. That's Louis Jordan, the Timpani Five, our opening set this week. And from Louis Jordan, let's listen to Erskine Hawkins and his big band.
Thank you. nowhere, getting no place, making no time with nobody, no baby, nobody but you. I'm having no date, meeting no one, sharing no kiss with nobody, no baby, nobody but you. How can you doubt me? You're never without me. You ought to know I'm true. Flirting takes time, and there ain't the time to do all the things you say I do. I'm living no lie, doing no wrong, making no love with nobody, no baby, nobody but you. Don't you worry about losing me. I'm just as true can be, 'cause I'm living no lie, doing no wrong, making no love with nobody, no baby, nobody but you. I'm still serving time with that good wife of mine. I've been married 15 years, I've shed 15 million tears. 15 years and I'm still serving time. 15 years and I ain't got a dime, not a dime in those long 15 years. Each night I drink 15 beers to forget those 15 years. 15 years and I'm still serving time. Now there ain't no bars on the window, and there ain't no locks on the door, and there ain't no guards in the courtyard, my baby, but I'm a prisoner forevermore. 15 years and I'm still serving time, saving time with that good wife of mine. When I let those church bells chime, tell me, boy, was that a crime? 15 years and I'm still saving time. Saving time with that good wife of mine. We've got 6 kids from 1 to 9. Some are hers, yes, some are mine. 15 years and I'm still saving time.
Yeah, Erskine Hawkins and the big band and a set of signs from 1945, as a matter of fact. We started out with one that was really popular for the band, an instrumental called Tippin' In. Ace Harris was there on the piano. And then The alto player served as their main vocalist on a lot of their recordings, and we listened to Two Sides by Jimmy Mitchell. First, No Baby, Nobody But You, and we also listened to 15 Years and I'm Still Doing Time from April 1945. Jimmy Mitchell again featured on the vocal, Erskine Hawkins and the big band. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. This first hour, of course, is devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. A lot of the big band singers sang the blues. Like this next vocalist, we've got Andy Kirk in his Clouds of Joy, and one of his popular vocalists was June Richmond. And we've got a side here that features the singing of June Richmond, starting with this one. This actually was a pretty big hit for the band, 47th Street Jive.
Hey, what you know, man?
I ain't raising no sand.
Well, what's your plan, Charlotte Chan?
Don't ask me no tale, Nightingale.
Charlotte Joe. Don't talk me to death, cause I ain't ready to die. Don't talk me to death, cause I ain't ready to die. If you talk too much, I know you are bound to lie. He called me a fly chick. I met a hip cat, he called me a fly chick. We strolled on 47th, boy, it was really solid kicks.
It's a wonderful love affair, but when we kiss and the kick ain't there, don't jive me like that. And when you take someone else to dine, you said the reason you treat her so fine is just because she's a friend of mine. Don't jive me like that. Once we used to be so happy, running around, doing the town. Talked it over with my pappy, picked the rings, I bought a wedding gown. So tell me, how is it gonna be? 'Cause if you don't, it's the end for me. I'm getting tired of the same old plea. Don't jive me like that. Getting tired of the same old plea. Don't jive me like that. You talk of love underneath the moon. You say it's time for the wedding tune. Then call me May when my name is June. Don't jive me like that.
If you've got the strength to lift up a gun, tension. All you recruits, lace up your boots, that's if you really can. Stand right up and shout for Uncle Sam. Hip, hip, hooray, we're living in the USA. Come on, you Yanks, all holler things. Hip, hip, hooray. Yes, hip, hip, hooray. Americans will always say, we like it here, stand up and cheer. Hip, hip, hooray. Every girl and boy can find romance beneath star-spangled skies. There's lots of fun for everyone in our land of paradise. Hip, hip, hooray, we're living in the USA. Let freedom ring, come on and sing. Hip, hip, hooray. Or you'll help a chap. Hip, hip, hooray. We're living in the USA.
Yeah, June Richman with a handful of tunes there. Let's see, the first and the one we just listened to were with Andy Kirk and his band, The Clouds of Joy. And the one sandwiched in between was a record she made under her own name for the Mercury label, First, we listened to 47th Street Jive, which is the one that everybody knew. Very popular, July 1941. 47th Street in Chicago was the popular strip. Then we listened to Don't Jive Me Like That, December of 1945. That was June Richmond without Andy Kirk. And wrapped it up with Andy Kirk, Hip Hip Hooray, from July of 1942. Let's see, the recording ban went into effect August 1st of 1942, and that record was done two days before the recording ban went into effect, July of 1929. June Richmond with and without Andy Kirk and the band. How about some sides by Lester Young? In the past month or so, we've been picking up a number of different horn players and featuring them with a set. This morning, we've got sides. Let's see. I think a couple of these were on Aladdin. And the other one, I think, was on... I shouldn't even guess because I don't know. But here we go with Lester Young. Thank you. All right, Three Sides by Lester Young. First one for Keynote, the second one for Mercury, and the last one there for the Aladdin label. First, we listened to Just You, Just Me. That was on the Keynote label, December 1943. Johnny Guarneri on piano, Big Sid Catlett on the drums, and Slam Stewart on the bass, along with Lester on tenor. Then we listened to Somebody Loves Me from April of 1946. This was done for, did I say Mercury, I believe? And it was just a trio. It was Buddy Rich on drums, Nat Cole on piano, Lester Young on the tenor, April 1946, Somebody Loves Me. And then we listened to Jumping with Symphony Sid from October of 1946. And among the players there was Argon Thornton. Was that Hadik Sakim? Was that, have I got that name right? Yeah, he changed his name after a few years. Lester Young on tenor on three different sides. Again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. How about some Hep Harmony? This week, let's check in with the Mills Brothers.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo who sang a sort of Indian Idaho to the people passing by. The pinto spent his time as wishing flies, and the Navajo watched the lazy skies, and very rarely did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking, toot, toot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hearty-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto, a pony, and a Navajo who used to bake frijoles in cornmeal dough for the people passing by. They thought that they would make some easy bucks by washing their frijoles in dust and lux, a pair of very conscientious clucks to the people passing by. Then they took this cheap vacation. The shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle, toot, toot. They're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, the beans go to sleep and then there ain't no dough for the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking, toot, toot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo.
Thank you. Oh, yes, Sam, did you hear that train?
No, that train's going north.
Well, we going north, ain't we?
No, we ain't.
North Carolina.
Well, you see, they call that north, but it's south. I see you ain't never traveled none.
I travel much as you is.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, I is, too.
Where you ever been?
Where you ever been?
I've been to Cabbage Island.
Cabbage Island, what's that?
Ain't you never been there?
No, you ain't neither.
Man, that's the richest land on earth.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's got hogs running round the street with knives and forks in the back crying, please eat me.
Get away from here. Well, look here, Sam.
Yeah.
Has you ever been to Niagara Falls?
Niagara Falls? Let me see. Oh, that fell before I got there.
You ain't been there. See that now, because it hadn't fell when I went through there. You see, I went through there going to Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo.
You ain't never been to Buffalo.
Who ain't been to Buffalo?
You ain't.
You ain't been there neither, then.
Yes, I is.
Well, how you spell Buffalo?
How you spell it?
Yeah, how you spell it?
That ain't got nothing to do with me been in there.
You ought to know how to spell it if you been there, don't you?
I is been there.
Well, anytime I go to any place, I can spell it.
I can spell it, too.
Well, spell it, then.
Well, you know, there's Buffalo the town, then there's Buffalo the animal.
Well, spell either one. Buffalo the town, the animal, or the village either.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. Here's a pencil and paper. I want you to write it down now.
There ain't no use me writing it down.
Oh, yes, there is, too.
What's the use of writing it down?
Because I got to take it to somebody and find out if you spelled it right or not.
Well, you wait till we meet that person, and then I'll spell it.
See, Dad, I know you ain't been to no Buffalo. You see, I went through Buffalo on my way to the Catskill Mountains.
You ain't never been to no Catskill Mountains.
Who ain't been to the Catskill Mountains? Yes, I is, too.
How you spell it?
I spell it.
Yeah.
Well, I admit that I get mixed up on that first syllable there. But when I pass that, I can spell it all right. You see, the first syllable there is cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then how you spell cat?
Cat now. Let me see now. Cat. You mean one of them that's playing every day walking around cats?
Any kind of cat. I don't care what kind of cat it is. Mm-hmm. Spell the easiest one.
The easiest one?
Yeah, the easiest one. Look like to me anybody ought to spell cat.
If they can spell anything at all, they can spell cat.
There ain't but six letters in it.
You sure of that?
Oh, I bet my money it ain't over six.
Well, I can bring that down to five because I know the L is silent.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you ain't got but five letters for to deal with.
Yeah, but I got to know what they is and how to routine them.
Well, you see, I'm a little rusty on my arithmetic.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah?
Oh, you can't stick me, you know. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'll draw one.
You is one smart guy.
Sure is, boy.
They can't get around you.
There you is.
That makes the saying right. That niece sister is the grandmother of convention.
All right. The sad thing is, Sam and Steve there probably know how to spell better than I do. Try and get them to read my playlist sometime. That's Flournoy Miller and Aubrey Lyles, Miller and Lyles, for the OK label in May of 1924, and a record they call Travelin'. According to the list I've got, I see that they made 12 records. That was all they made, 12 records, and they're all sort of like that. I don't know if there are any more or not, but that was the most comprehensive list that I could find, and it listed all the dates and the serial numbers. That rounds out our set. Let's see, we started with the Mills Brothers record after the war, March 1947, Across the Alley from the Alamo. And then, for the first time in many months, we listened to Sugar Child Robinson playing some boogie piano, the Numbers Boogie, on the Capitol label from July of 1949. And on the OK label, it was Miller and Lyle and Travelin'. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. This has been hour number one. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number two to take us up to station ID. Let's call on Wild Bill Davis.